for Scott Ruins Your Podcast with Mike Esenthal, John Egan, and Scott Ruban.
Podcast time.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the Scott Ruminger Podcast. The podcast is recorded live in the Green Room Lounge, Deeper, Wisconsin. And we have new people here that haven't been to the show before.
New audience?
New audience.
Hello, audience.
Yay, hello, audience.
I can't believe she's on her phone again.
Oh, my. Wait, hold on.
Okay, you're here. This is free.
No, it's fine. I just can't,
Wait, after I just got a match on Tinder, though. Hold on, wait.
Whoa,
she looks familiar. I'm just kidding.
Like, while he was doing it, because I'll sometimes check my phone, too. And while he was doing it, I'm like, oh, no, fuck it, I'm not checking my phone anymore. But he shamed me, and I own this place. I can do whatever I want.
I know my priorities.
But, Mike, there's more girls here than guys. Let's not scare them away. There's like so many on my one hand.
Oh, boy.
Hey, that's a...
You want to hit them with your hand?
What does that mean?
No. I mean, there's more girls than I can count on one hand.
Whoa.
Is this what... Oh, you're playing Angry Birds. Are you serious?
I didn't bring my phone up in case I could...
Mine's in my pocket for subjects and I already lost it.
If the rest of this is interesting, no more phone.
Okay. Hey. Interesting.
Let's start the show. And... Welcome, Scott's Ruined Your Podcast.
All right. So this is like the third part of a trilogy we've had over the last three episodes.
What?
And it's really, and this is going to be really awkward because I just mentioned there's more girls in the audience and oh, fuck.
Yeah, but one's not paying attention. No,
that's
one's
okay.
Actually paying attention to her, not paying attention to you.
Yeah.
They're talking to themselves.
Okay.
Really, it's just one person watching.
Yeah. And she was here last time, so it's okay.
And the 20 others you didn't mention.
Oh, yeah.
And the rest.
And the Playboy model spaceship bus just broke down outside.
Playboy model spaceship bus, did you say?
Guys, I've worked so much in the last couple weeks.
I'm so tired.
Who didn't work the last couple weeks?
No, but I'm like, it's like overtime. My brain is broken. Fuck.
You know, there is career builder if you work too much.
There's taxes, too, if you work too much. You get more back.
Yes.
Good one.
Why is that bad? Like, you did that in a stressed voice. Like, you get more money back.
I do. I'm gonna. One of these days, I'll get it all back. All of it.
Keep chasing that dream. You want to get all your taxes back by the time you're dead?
Yep. I think I'm going to change from Democrat to Republican.
That's not going to make a difference.
Yeah, that doesn't suddenly... That's not how it works.
If you just because you hate like the president more doesn't mean you get a bigger check. Like, that is,
I don't say
that's not an option on TurboTax.
Are you Republican? Here's all your money back.
Remember us in 16. Now, by the way, you said, is it part of your joke, you were doing stand-up earlier, and you did this thing about taxes by putting a stamp? You don't actually mail in your taxes still, do you?
Wait.
Don't look at me.
Like, that's just part of your joke, right?
You don't mail the taxes in? You don't mail your taxes in?
No!
They have an address!
But you could do it online so easy, and they give you your rebate instantly. I have a guy.
How do you get your rebate instantly? Do they just say, here, print out this check?
No,
not instantly, but you give them your bank account, and it goes in like 2 weeks.
That doesn't sound true.
No, that's...
I've literally done it every single time I've done my taxes.
No, you...
Except now I give it to a guy, because I'm made of money.
No, you go on the IRS website, and you can download a PDF.
How old are you, 80? I don't even think my grandma does that.
Yeah, because I'm smarter than her. But you download a PDF, and you can type in the PDF. You print it out, and then bring it. You take a paperclip, and you paperclip it to the thing.
You're right. That's so much easier than just clicking 5 times and then getting a rebate.
I might do
that. That's so funny. I don't know. You're my first person I've ever known that does taxes on the IRS website and stamps it and mails it.
Because it's always been that way. Right?
Yeah, why
no,
change
it wasn't
the technology?
It wasn't always that way. At some point, a governor would walk around the town and knock on your door with a big wooden stick, and you'd give him pieces of gold, and he would leave your city alone for a while. That's how it used to be. And then we said, well, we have paper now. Let's write things down.
But this is
when you say the governor. All I imagine is like the Walking Dead governor.
Well, yeah, yeah.
Just walking around, like, yep. Yeah, pay your taxes.
You need some money. I need
money. You'd be a walker.
But this year was the first time I didn't use that big booklet thing. They have the instructions on the website. I called my dad and asked him where he got the booklet.
Did the instructions say you could just file online?
Maybe I didn't read it.
You know those fancy like TurboTax commercials? And
okay, this is how fancy I am, though. I still have the PDF from last year.
Oh, touche.
And I opened it on my TV, and I compared the two as I was typing. So I like, oh, put that down. I'll put that down here.
Okay, that's resourceful. But you know what's easier? TurboTax remembers all your shit and just does it for you. Look, you can do what you want. I'm just telling you there are like eight different ways that is easier.
But doesn't TurboTax cost money?
Like $30.
Whoa, guess what? I paid.
Then make more money and you won't care.
Hold on, a stamp costs 48 cents, so I only paid 98 cents to get my taxes done.
Yeah, but what were you just complaining about earlier? Earlier you complained that you don't have enough time for things. Like, oh, I'm so busy. I was working all day. I had no time. How long did it take?
Yeah, you know what I did? I handed a guy all my tax stuff and went, "You do it." And then $100 later, I got $4,000. I'm still making out on this deal.
Wait, you got $100? You paid? Wait.
I paid someone $100.
But you said it cost like $30.
TurboTax does. I want to go to a guy because he's local and I like him and I'm kind of related to him, and so I gave him money.
What does that mean?
It's my wife's parents' best friend, so it's technically like one of the, like they're like it's like a brother, but
did you have
not
to?
Related
did
by
she
a
make
butt.
You pick the guy?
No, I like him actually. He does a really good job.
Was he at your bachelor party?
No.
Good, because I would not trust any one of those people with my money at all.
That's true. At that night of events, I don't trust anyone.
That would be awful.
I didn't even pee on a bus.
Nope.
No, you
didn't. Two others did.
I believe there was pee everywhere.
There was.
On the bus, on the tire.
And I left my Bill Cosby CD on a bus because I chased the deer.
That's true.
Wow, that's a nice sentence. Try that one again.
I don't know if I can. I left my Bill Cosby CD on a bus because I chased a deer.
My dad said that's one of his favorite memories, is that we got back Saturday and everyone was drunk. And then all he saw was three grown men chasing after a deer and in the snow, just like running after a deer as if they could catch one and just like bring it to domestic.
To be fair, there were four deer.
What are the odds?
If they all
so
ran.
So they outnumbered you.
If they decided to turn around and run towards you, you would.
There was no.
But we had better odds, so if someone got a deer, I still could get one of the other three deer.
It's true. Good job. Like with women.
Oh God! There's
start running. Somebody start running.
No, no. That's that'd be one creepy.
Like you surprise. You're the most surprising person I've ever met because you surprise me every episode. I cannot believe you go on the IRS tax website and you print off a PDF and fill it out on your TV and then you put a stamp. I've never used a stamp. I don't use them. I didn't know they still were available.
They're nice. They're self-adhesive now.
What?
Nice. Yeah.
Don't even tell me there's forever stamps. I will not believe it.
I knew the price of stamps is going to go up, so I bought a whole roll.
Before that's the opposite of what you should do.
Why?
Were
I bought
forever?
A whole roll. Yeah, I bought.
Oh, I thought you meant like the old stamps.
John, I've been buying forever stamps for about 7 years.
So they don't last forever.
You use them. Gobstoppers aren't everlasting unless you use them. Wait, no, they're only everlasting unless you don't.
Yes. Everything is everlasting if you don't use it. It's just
this pen will never run out of ink.
As long as you never use it.
As long as I use it.
Or it doesn't leak all over
your
pocket.
Or it doesn't dehydrate.
I guess nothing's everlasting, really. I mean, if you want to get philosophical and depressing about this, but.
Boom.
So, yeah, first topic.
Where's my drink?
We have a hard 45.
Is my drink coming over here, Sean? Or did you forget?
Mine would like a drink, please. That's the key word he forgot.
No, I didn't know if you...
Did you know mine has an orange and a cherry in it?
Whoop-de-doo.
There's two fruits.
There's a little tan.
There's three cherries! All right. So anyway, back to what I started saying 5 minutes ago.
Did you tip?
You delivered a drink? Well,
thank you. I can get a quarter of a drink.
Are you gonna Are you going to edit this podcast?
No, now? I never do.
I know.
Except the last one, which I forgot to post. I was going to, but then I forgot to. I will.
Our last one?
How
you
the
just,
last one.
How would you say you haven't done it yet?
This Why? One's a lot better already. We should just
yeah,
do that one.
Because the last one, because I had to edit it, because I put actual laugh tracks in the episode.
What?
No! Don't insert a laugh. We have the Big Bang Theory. Go fuck yourself. We don't need a laugh track.
Are they really like really artificial laugh tracks? Like really like hard cut? Like,
okay, then I'm fine with it. But if like you try to edit it in smoothly, I'm gonna
No. Like, cause you mentioned there's by the end like no
oh,
one
it
was
part of the yeah. podcast. Oh, okay.
Yeah, jeez, John.
Bit killer.
Wait, no, you just jumped all over my shit before you even
before true. You even realized it was shit. You were jumping all over.
That's
yeah.
true.
Right. So, anyways,
first topic.
First topic, Jesus.
Well, I started.
Almost done.
We have a hard 45.
Oh God, I thought we were almost done.
We're not. How? Wow, you just got your drink. This
oh,
is like
we're,
a.
We were cut back by the studio. We have to do 22 minutes like a sitcom, plus commercials.
Because of all the advertisers.
All the advertisers.
All the advertisers.
This is what happens every time I get like I don't know what to say. I just repeat whatever the last person says something.
Whatever,
so a lot of the times when you talk, I just repeat what you say
what
as
you
a
say?
Mumble.
Mumble.
Oh, you're doing my thing.
No, you're my thing.
You're doing my thing.
First time.
Oh, yeah, both do it. I will never we'll loop into infinity.
It's like when you take the two phones and they talk to each other.
Yeah, just like that.
And they just start screaming. This is a reference that I'm not going to go into.
It's feedback.
No, there's an app called Talking Carl. And you talk, and he repeats what you say at a higher pitch. And
said
someone,
you weren't going into it.
Yeah, but... and then you put them next to each other, and they get higher and higher until they're just screaming.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
John, you said you listened to Skeet Skeet.
Also, John says that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard every episode.
That's
so
true.
Is it?
Either he keeps getting more amazed every episode,
I am.
Or
I,
he's
I,
misusing I, that phrase.
No, it's well, both.
What's really fun is whenever you
Tweet your comments on what you think I am. Egan J on Twitter.
Bit killer John. That's what you always do to me.
I do. First topic.
Oh, shit. I forgot what I was going to say.
Notebook's in your pocket.
I didn't fill it out.
That's what she said.
Why would she say that?
No, that's what he said.
I said it. I just now.
No.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. What's really fun lately is instead of saying literally, because people go, I literally had 7 hamburgers today. I like saying figuratively because it's funnier. It's like, yes. Oh, God, I'm so second drinking.
Actually, 7 hamburgers isn't that big of a...
Okay, you know what?
We could do that.
Yeah. No, it's funny to say I figuratively had 4 hamburgers.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming.
Anything else during a live podcast?
That was good. That wasn't the closer. Aaron McMahon is.
Oh yeah, I was joking about the 22. Like we're
gonna go back
45.
I have enough capacity on my computer to record 600 more hours.
Oh boy.
Who wants to die
here? Within that time, if everyone could individually say goodbye, that'd be great. Well, I'll see you. All right. Keep in touch.
It's like a reunion episode. But, okay, this is what I was going to... The one main thing I want to talk about and get it out of the way.
Okay, topic one.
The last 3 episodes, or the last 2 episodes, and this is the third one of a trilogy of a topic we were bringing up. So, oh, God. There's one guy left, so there's more girls. So, two episodes...
There's the same amount of girls.
It's just because a guy leaves doesn't mean more girls can.
The ratio changed, yes, but there are not more girls, no.
All right, trilogy.
So,
we're on Return of the Jedi. Let's
a couple episodes ago in the New Hope, we talked about, Mike and John and I talked about how much we masturbate.
Okay.
Because yeah. You guys did it a lot.
We do. No,
and
we
apparently,
still do.
I don't do it.
Like, what?
Apparently, I don't do it nowhere near enough. So the next episode, I concocted a plan. The plan was to make a bet. If anybody watched Seinfeld, they remember an episode that they all had a bet to see who could hold off the longest without fulfilling their needs.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we did that bet.
Yeah.
But since I do it once to twice a week, I had to do it every single fucking day.
And we couldn't.
And those guys couldn't. Let me tell you, that was the worst.
The worst? I don't think you should say the worst.
By the last day, I said, fuck it, I don't want to do this. So I just had some chips and went to bed.
You're going to disappoint every woman. Like, you're going to... 6 days of this. What is this, our honeymoon? Yeah. Oh.
Chips,
bed. Like.
Okay, first of all, it takes too long.
Where is your thought process? I think it's because, like, you were forced to, that, like, you mentally, like, wasn't happy with it.
What's too long? How long is too long?
What was the average amount of time?
Average?
Yeah.
Well, okay. Oh,
no, just say the number.
No, I want a frame of reference so I don't...
I don't give a fuck what the reasoning is. I want to know the average amount of time.
Average during that whole week or average...
Just the average,
like,
in general. Of that week, of, the average amount of time it would take you.
I don't know, like 40 minutes.
What?
He was gonna be surprised no matter what you said.
No, I thought he was gonna say four, and I would have been four, like, oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, are you like lighting candles? What are you doing? Are you setting the mood?
I think he has to, like, triple check the house for no one else. Like, lock the door four times like an OCD person. Open up the laptop four times. Four different sites, four different screens.
Didn't you ever, like, try to, like, surprise yourself?
How do you just surprise?
Sometimes, you know, when you get in a relationship, you know, it gets a little boring. You want to, like, spice it up.
This is day five. I'm just going to wake up and do this
do
for
it.
5 minutes. Yeah. Boom, get it out of here. I'm taking a 20-minute shower. I can crank something out.
But then
I have enough memories.
20 minutes is half the time.
But that's, like, during that week. That's only during that week.
Okay.
So you're saying that normally it was a short amount of time, but since you had to do it every day, it took you longer?
Yeah.
Like, what are you drunk at 2 a.m. trying to have sex? Like, what do you mean it took you 40 minutes?
This is... God damn it.
That's so long.
How long does it normally take you?
Yeah, how long does it normally take you?
At the count of three. One, two. We're going to say what our average time is. So we're not counting. Set up time everything, so we'll add a couple.
Yeah. All right.
God damn it. 3, 2, 1. 12.
10 minutes. 5 minutes.
12? 12 minutes.
What Scott said?
He said 40.
No, wait. I said 25.
25.
Yeah, still.
That's
way
still
off.
Twice.
Why?
All right, let's. Sit
what do you
down.
Mean? Why?
Sit
what
down.
Are you doing?
Wait, let's sit down. Half a second. Hold the computer. Another half a second.
Wait.
Click on the Google.
You don't have to, like, talk her into it. You don't have to, like, set the mood. This is just go. Just
like looking at pictures and videos, like, genetically makes your penis rise. Like, that's the whole
thing.
Like, I just, like, you don't have to do anything. You just have to look and go, ooh, and then it happens.
But, like, you don't watch the radio.
You have to what?
You
have to watch what? Did you say watch the radio?
No, you have to watch the really long videos, otherwise it ends and you have to look for another one. Or...
I appreciate his problem. They do have videos that are, like, 15 minutes long. You can do that?
Do you get anyway. Bored?
You get the middle of the video.
It's a common thing. You can click off the video at any time. Like, a couple.
Yeah. Also, they don't care if you stop watching that one video. The plot is going to stay the same. Yeah, you don't. Well, I wonder how this one ends. No, I mean, you can just go to another one.
Well, the thing is...
Or compilations. I like compilations. Try one of those.
I don't care for them.
If they have music, it's not fun.
No.
The rave music?
Like...
I don't understand that. I also don't understand strip club music. Like, that's not appealing sexy music to me.
No.
It's just...
Yeah, it'd be creepy, though, if you walk into a strip club and it's just, like, playing, like, porno music. Wait, that's what you said.
No, like, it was playing, like, 70s porno music. Like,
oh, that'd be awesome.
That would be actually really cool. I would go to that strip club.
Or you walk into the strip club and they're playing Barry Manilow.
Minutes.
Not Barry Manilow. Who am I thinking of?
I don't know what you're thinking of.
Scott, 40 minutes is a long
Bernie
time.
40 minutes is a long time. You're probably getting chapped. I couldn't think of the word chapped.
What? Did I buy myself?
Are you buying yourself dinner this morning?
Yeah.
I eat chips and go to bed.
So funny.
Okay, anyways.
Anyway.
So funny. Oh my God.
How'd the bet go?
So, what happened?
Oh, there was a bet.
So, we said, yeah, we didn't even get to the fucking part yet.
Whoa.
So, what happened was, like, on Thursday, we're like, all right, we're going to start the bet. So, to give these guys time to get ready for it, to prep,
yeah,
to train. Starting, was it Saturday? Yeah. It was going to start Saturday, the bet. So, they had all Friday to do anything they want.
Yep.
I saw Mike on Sunday. He's like, I'm out. Yep. I'm out.
Oh, I was out, like, 5 hours into it.
At 5 a.m.?
Yep. I woke up.
Yeah, because like,
still up.
Yeah, because on Saturday we were here, and I was like, oh, yeah. He's like, when does it start? I'm like, today. Oh, today? I think I'm out already. And the next day I saw you, he's like, I'm out.
Yeah.
So then what happened was I had to be, John's thing was I had to let them know that I was doing it. So I obviously waited like at least an hour before I texted him. Otherwise, I'd be like, ugh.
"Oh!" I instantly thought that's exactly when you did it.
I assumed you were doing it while you were.
Yeah.
Then
I am currently.
Don't do that in front of me.
Texting left-handed. Or maybe you're doing the. Maybe you had the
maybe
other. That's why
stranger.
It took. That's why it took 40 minutes. You had the left hand going.
True. And if you do the stranger, it takes a little longer.
Go on.
So I would text Egan. And Mike, the celebrities, or whoever I was watching at the time. And once Mike said, I'm out, I just kept sending him to Egan. And then I wanted to get, because I'm like, I didn't like that. I'm like, hey, John, Emma Stone. And he's like, I can't wait for this to be over. So I'm like, well, I'll start making it creepier. So I started adding emojis. And at one point, I wrote Katy Perry, and then I did a picture of a finger pointing this way, a hand doing an okay sign, and then water droplets. And then the next time was just water droplet, water droplet, water droplet, water droplet. And John's like, you need to stop this. So I said, I'll let him know when it's done.
Also, my phone doesn't get emojis, so it just looked like gibberish.
I wish I knew that before the first 5 texts. But then this is what we're going to need your help with, audience. Because he said, just tell me when you fail. And then I said, cool, because the names were going to start getting disturbing. I texted him on a Sunday, and I said, I'm out. And he said, as of when? I did yesterday at 5 p.m. without thinking and forgot to text. And I said, I didn't do it yesterday, so is that a tie? He responds, don't know, technically. You had until midnight. Ha! And I was like, we should talk to the audience. Sounds good, he says. So is it a tie? Because we failed on the same day, but I had longer to achieve that goal.
Yeah, so I did it at 5 p.m. on a Saturday. Yeah. So technically I was out, but he had until midnight to do his job.
But he didn't, though, still.
By him not doing it?
Did he not do it after he knew
Mike
that you
should be the winner?
No.
I forgot to text him until Sunday when he initiated. He went, I'm out. I forgot to do it, and I went, oh,
no, I didn't say I forgot. I said, I'm out. I don't want to do this anymore.
Oh, okay, right.
It was a week straight. 8 days, John.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's. We are not impressed by this, by the
no,
way.
I know.
I think you're out because it took you so long.
No, okay, here's the worst part of it, though. Here's the worst part. That whole week, and then the subsequent week afterwards, I was a bad person. Every girl I talked to, I gave them a shoulder rub. I was fucking, like, I was like, just my hormones were all stupid in ecology.
Yeah.
And I was a horrible person, and now, like, I back to 1 or 2 times a week, and I'm a nice person again. Because I don't want to be like, hey, please don't make me do it again. Let me use yours.
Wait, so what do you mean? During that week, you were masturbating every day. You would, like, be more touchy and confident and talk to people?
Yeah. Is that the problem? Wait, is that my problem?
Yeah.
The problem is that feels weird to you, that you're a confident person.
Now, was any of these girls creeped out when you did that?
Oh, yeah.
Now, how do you know that? Like, your hand was so cold, by the way. Like, it's literally freezing my arm. Like, it's
because I'm holding my drink.
My veins are just dying.
Well, I knew because some of them were like, I'm married.
Well, that's on you. Like, that's...
Well, it was just like, oh, your hair feels nice.
Well, you were stroking their hair?
No, petting it, Mike.
You were petting their...
The difference. Stroking is like, ooh, petting is just like, this is nice.
Oh, so
I don't feel a difference on the creep factor. It just they both seem creepy.
Oh, so because you've never done that before, like all you, like you had these like extra hormones and like endorphins, basically endorphins in your body that you were like trying to use that you should use for like other things, and like you were using it to be creepy. Like you channeled your endorphins to be creepy instead of just using them.
Because that's me, John.
You're like Superman, like dropped on the earth, suddenly has superpowers. Superman? Yes, that's what I meant. Superman. You were like Superman, and your big fucking ladle was out there.
Just drops
saying,
it.
Hey, homeless folks, you want some of this?
It's always for free.
I don't know why I pictured Superman, though. His ladle is his penis. That's why I pictured it. Pictured Superman as a big...
I just imagined a giant cauldron, just like a kettle, just hit the ground, and he was in it. Like his arms came out like a robot body.
Anyway, the point was, you don't know how to use your powers.
Yeah, I do. No, I was singing earlier about the this is during stand-up, so podcast audience. I was mentioning how in physics, objects with great mass have more attraction, but friction stops them. I realized when I was in college or after college, whenever I got really drunk, girls talked to me. I don't know why. So I made the deduction that alcohol removes friction.
Yeah.
I don't think girls talked to you because you were drunk. I think you talked to girls.
Because you were looser and more like yeah. confident.
It's you drinking alcohol doesn't have an effect on the universe. Like, like... That's not how it works. What happens is you suddenly interact differently.
I forgot to tip Tucker.
You did.
I gave you wine.
I did set up that you have to tip him.
I'm not going to get a drink from him. Anyways, yeah, girls. They talk to girls. What were you saying?
Something that you just...
I'll listen to it later.
I like that,
but
Tucker.
So you didn't like it. You didn't like having to do it every day.
No, because it got in the way of things. I was like, time to watch a movie. I only have 2 hours. Fuck! I'll only watch half a movie. Or I'll just watch this movie and masturbate to Space Jam, which is creepier.
Your
it wasn't...
Lola,
okay.
Lola Bunny?
Like, the whole
No, wait, I'm sorry. Was it Lola Bunny?
It was actually Silence of the Lambs, but I didn't want to make it creepy.
Which part of the Silence of the Lambs?
Lotion.
The whole part. The whole movie.
Oh, the whole part.
Because the I would fuck me part.
Because if I was distracted by that movie, it would take longer than Mike. I can't be like, oh, Jodie Foster is weird.
Ew. Don't make that sound again. But.
That one, John?
Yeah. But I don't know. Like, the whole purpose of doing it is that it releases endorphins and your stress lowers. And, like, I don't. Like, no. It's like the opposite effect for you.
I was more stressed, yeah. I was more stressed.
You just need to get used to it.
So weird.
I feel so basically to have girls talk to me, all I gotta do is walk around drunk and masturbating. That's what homeless people are.
No.
I'll just go behind a dumpster, drink a bottle of wine and masturbate.
No. What you should do is have time for yourself, take a couple shots of vodka, and then talk to a girl, and you are golden.
Yeah.
Because those endorphins are gone, and you're like creepy, but then you get the alcohol in you, and you like smooth out, and then you're just confident Scott.
I've been drinking this whole time, and those girls left.
They were whores. Like, let's.
Wait, that doesn't make it any better than they left then.
Yeah.
They have herpes. Like that's just good.
I hope they're just like, I hope they just went to the bathroom. Like, what did he say about us?
What did they say? Oh, I'll listen to the podcast later.
Oh, shit. So, yeah, that was what. Did someone just try coming in through the window?
Yes, an invisible person came in through the window.
I said tried.
I'm sorry, tried. Obviously, they didn't make it.
So, yeah, anyway, so...
There's so many layers to that sentence, I don't even know how to begin.
Did an invisible person
just try to go through that window?
Yes.
We heard banging, there's nothing at the window.
Obviously, an invisible person is trying to get into the window. Couldn't be anything else.
I feel like last week you were thinking straighter.
Was last week?
Only last week.
Oh, it was 2 weeks ago?
I don't know. When was this? March?
Well, I was trying to make the... All right.
It is the day of March.
Are you trying to say I'm gay, John? Is that what it is?
What?
I was thinking straighter.
Oh.
Big Killer John. It was in March. It was the week of my dad's birthday.
You're right. You must have been too stressed about that.
Wait, you weren't masturbating to that, were you?
No.
His presents are going to be so fucking good.
I don't even need tape to put the...
Oh. For some reason, the stickiness of semen, it does not appeal to me as a comedy thing.
No.
It just makes me go...
I'm just trying to get the cherry out of the drink.
Right.
That's what she said.
All right, next subject.
That's all.
Moved on. Apparently, you had a lot of issues to work out.
We didn't.
Next topic.
Blah, blah, blah.
We didn't even have him vote. We tied. Did John win? Did I win?
Won.
Well, then I need $10 from each of you.
Wow. That was the whole point of that, apparently.
No, I just wanted to know who won. And then the bet was $10. Go back and listen to it, John.
No, I'm not debating that.
Yeah, I just wanted $10. I'm not. I masturbated it away.
How do you?
I used it for cleanup.
Yep. I used $1 bills to clean up. And
Ten times.
George Washington really gets me going.
And God, we try.
Then why don't you use quarters?
I do. I still went through $10.
Because that's 40 times, John. I did the math.
Don't touch me with your cold goddamn hand.
Maybe that's the problem.
That might be.
Now the circulation?
No, I have a cold hand.
Oh, yeah. Probably. My hand was freezing. I'm like, duh. Better take 35 minutes under a hand warmer. And then 5 minutes for the thing.
That'd be the worst thing. Is that I don't know why people like doing this so much. It's so much colder than the real thing. It's like a 70-degree difference.
70-degree difference. Go on.
I don't... Okay, that's all I had. That's all I came to the table with. Just the bet.
What?
You didn't come at all.
We have 45 minutes of fill here.
We don't. We have 15.
Oh, I meant overall.
Yeah, we did 30.
Oh, wow.
We talked about... what was the first thing we talked about?
I don't remember.
Taxes? That was a good one.
I like to re-listen to these because they're more fun.
They are.
For you?
For after the fact, yeah. I don't really pay attention during.
That's true.
My drink's empty, though. Sean, hey, if you got a moment.
Okay.
Is that a tornado?
It is a tornado.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
This is a high-octane
drink. Yeah, it's not for the weak apart.
I don't know why I brought this notepad up here. There's nothing in it.
Good story.
Nope, don't take it. There's stuff in it. In the past, this is actually about the time we'd start talking about our secrets.
Oh, shit.
But, I was talking with Mike over the weekend about this, and apparently, maybe the name Secret... Excuse me.
That was the rudest thing I've ever heard.
Sorry.
You're sweating like you've been running on a treadmill for 3 hours.
Are
you having a stroke?
I've been sweating a lot lately. I'm so tired. When you're tired, you sweat. That's how it works.
Well, tax season is done. You can relax now.
You got the stamp ready. You send it over to the government. They've discipled through the millions of old people that are before you. And then you'll get $1,000, and you'll use it to not masturbate.
Nope, but I'll buy a better TV screen.
To do your taxes on next year.
Sure am. Or maybe I'll buy that program you like so much.
Program
Maxitax. What's it called?
Yep. TurboTax. Program Maxitax.
Maxitax.
That's Program Maxitax 2.0.
So, anyways, the secrets portion. Since you guys were afraid that the word secret is making it seem too specific, so we're changing it to things you might not know. Is that what we called it? Things you might not know?
I don't feel like we had this conversation.
We did, you and I.
No,
we were drinking.
Oh,
I had.
Well,
he's having a tornado. He's not gonna remember this.
Is that true?
Why we record this? Oh, I don't have another tip though.
That's okay.
Tucker, right?
Okay.
It was after we had those shots of tequila, and we had.
Last Wednesday.
Was that Wednesday?
Slap my ass.
Was it after Wednesday?
I don't want that.
That's the tip.
Why are you finger gunning me?
You know what? Before the show, Tucker said he was going to ruin the podcast, and
he did.
He's joined. I'll have
self-fulfilling prophecy.
I'll have to tag him in the post when I don't post it. Why are you checking your phone? You don't care?
I told him to quit being a plant killer.
Anyways, so fine, we're going to change it to things you might, what is it called?
Things people might not know about.
Things people might not know about us.
Yeah, we should have that whole thing.
Things.
Things you don't know about. We're gonna run out of periods. But
did you ever watch a video where that kid tries explaining what he
Yes, I have.
A video?
No, God damn it!
Was it on YouTube?
I can't remember.
Was it a video of you?
No.
Because I feel like we're about to enter that cell phone infinite loop zone here.
No, it was like I remember the middle part, but the beginning dream. He's like this little kid. He's just like, did you ever have a dream where you know
the bad thing about this
and it goes
now?
For like a minute.
You know the terrifying thing is now? I didn't know if you were quoting that video or if you yourself didn't know what was supposed to happen next.
I absolutely agree. I didn't know.
I was loosely quoting it.
Okay.
Loosely quoting it. But it's really funny. What were we talking about? Oh, things you might not know about us. Because you guys were all like, oh, I don't have any secrets. And like you're thinking like, oh, I raped a goat. Like, that would be a secret?
I was not thinking
well,
that.
Well, I know, but, like, you don't have anything that extreme anymore to tell.
No,
so,
that was never that extreme.
I know, but, like, you were saying, like, I played piano when I was...
With a goat raping.
No, because you're talking about how you play the piano, and people might not know that about...
All right, I'm done for tonight. Done. Love it.
Fine. I'll do mine.
Okay.
When I was in college, I made a webcomic.
Okay.
It was fun.
How so? Like, did you draw it?
In Photoshop.
You photoshopped it?
Yeah.
What was the theme of this?
It was just a made-up comic. It was about...
I assumed it wasn't a copyrighted, I guess. Oh, I just plagiarized Calvin and Hobbes. But, you know.
It was a little girl and her teddy bear.
Yeah.
It was called Alvin and Cobbs.
Alvin and Cobbs.
It was a story of a panther and a little black boy.
You scanned Calvin House and then like blacked in both of those.
It's the negatives of Calvin House. It's Calvin and Cobbs.
And
Calvin got all kinds of adventures. Like Calvin Ball, where they pretended they had things in their house.
What is happening?
I don't know.
Calvin Ball.
There should be far more links though off this podcast. Like people should, someone should have Calvin and Hobbes somewhere.
Yeah.
Just Calvin and Hobbes, just reverse negative, and with more apostrophes.
Oh, so Calvin ends at the I, so it's
Calvin and Hobbes.
Calvin and Hobbes.
Calvin Cobbs.
Calvin Cobbs.
That shows you're eating corn. I'm having Cobbs for dinner.
That should be that's the best part, is that he's wearing like a yellowish shirt, like there's little like circles like a like a corn cob pipe. His father should smoke corn cob pipe. I figured it out. Nope, we figured it out. No need to talk about it. Perfect comic strip.
But you didn't have to explain pipe, you could have said corn cob. You went extra and said corn cob pipe.
Yeah, because it's funnier. I'm a billionaire.
Well, anyways, the comic, it was, I had characters in it. It was me, my brother, my friend Ty.
If it's about your life, I would have never listened to it.
Listen to it.
Or read it.
You'd read it. And then a generic guy named Todd, and then a generic girl eventually, because we didn't have
eventually.
People. So what happened? What was the plot of the comic?
It was just like little jokes, like little...
Give us an example. What's a joke?
I can't think of any. I didn't...
But you made it out all in Photoshop?
Yeah.
No, you have to think of one. Give us an example of a joke.
I can't think of any jokes.
No,
it was a four.
Every time he gives a memory, a pound of sweat comes out. It's his curse.
Every
from
time
gypsy.
I was
he
fine,
gives a
sweatier.
I was fine until I got off the stage doing stand up, and then I was like, face red, sweat. I'm like, I'm hot snow.
That was adrenaline, like endorphins from masturbating.
You should have just went to the bathroom and threw one off there.
And we could have just been starting the podcast now.
Yeah. Well, that's true. Probably longer because he had like only like the pictures of the bathroom.
I would have been sad though, because then I would have been sitting there, not sitting, or whatever, standing, I don't care, leaning on the faucet. And then I just hear Tucker yelling jokes, 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 and everyone laughing.
Jokes, if you
jokes,
were
jokes, 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 jokes.
It's a great jokes. Inside, great inside joke.
But I don't know how hard it'd be to jerk off in a bathroom in a comedy club. You just hear everyone laughing every 5 seconds.
Oh, here's my secret.
Wait. I don't like this segue.
No, I don't. I don't like it at all.
I don't like it either, and I'm glad that no one listens. So I once jerked off in a...
No, stop,
in
no.
In a Supercuts.
What? No.
What? Wait. Was it before, after, or during the haircut?
Before in the bathroom, I was there with my mom and my sister.
Wait, for his defense, his sister is hot.
No, that doesn't defend anything.
And I was going through some magazines.
Okay.
And they took pictures of...
Sorry, this is a funny thing I've ever heard in my life.
Super
but
cut.
But I need to know when in your life this happened.
Oh, I think in between 8th grade and freshman year.
Oh, that explains everything. All right, good. All right. I pictured it like last week, and that doesn't make any sense.
No, it's
suddenly weird. But yeah, you're just... Yeah.
Still super nuts. Yeah, so I was flipping through, and then J-Lo had some very risque pictures.
Sure, she
does. So I was like, this is gonna be embarrassing if it's there the whole haircut. And so I went in the bathroom.
Preventative.
I went in the bathroom and I laid on the floor and did it. And then
wait.
No, don't worry. I put down toilet paper so I can
lay down the toilet paper.
Wait. Every position, like you laying on your back or on your stomach or your side, it's just they're both.
Laying
on
my back.
You lay on your back.
And then I took so long. Is that
you used to lay like you totally like fully horizontal?
It was a giant bathroom. it was an individual bathroom where that accompanied. It was a unisex one that accompanied wheelchairs, so it was gigantic. And then I took so long that they started knocking. That it was time. It was time for my haircut.
Did that help?
But it still took less than 40 minutes.
Yep. It did.
Oh, that's awesome. I believe that deserves a clap. Yeah,
I should turn that. That's a good bit. I should turn that. I totally forgot that memory too.
Well, it's funny because this podcast we talk about masturbating a lot.
Yeah, and we really should.
And Scott's like, I don't want to talk about that anymore. But it's really funny every time we talk about it. And we keep discovering deeper and deeper levels
of
things.
Okay, Mike, where was the weirdest place you ever masturbated?
The weirdest place I've ever masturbated?
Or an odd place.
I don't know. I'd have to think about that. I would have to say during this podcast.
Good night, everybody.